Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning on this Friday, August 29th. John, it is really hard to imagine how people in New Orleans are feeling this morning watching reports of Tropical Storm Gustav, which is now being held responsible for nearly 70 deaths in Haiti. And some forecasters are predicting it could make its way to New Orleans on this, the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. We've been looking back and looking at how the Gulf is today, about the changes that have taken place in the last 3 years. And if you missed any of those segments, you can catch them on our website, thetakeaway.org.
And they've been lucky in New Orleans for 2 years, but possibly not this year.
Yeah, I mean, today the city along with everyone in the Gulf Coast is bracing possibly for a Gustav, which is a tropical storm now, but could become a hurricane. And among those waiting and watching is gospel and soul singer Joe Cool Davis, who comes to us now from New Orleans. Welcome, Joe Cool.
Good morning. How are you all doing out there in the Big Apple?
More importantly, how are you doing? Your governor has called for a state of emergency. What are you thinking about this morning? What do you plan to do?
What am I thinking about? Well, I'm not worried right now because it's headed toward westward. So if we get anything, it's not going to be that much. It's not looking as bad as it was during the week, you know.
Well, listen to him, man. That is confidence.
And it's confidence.
That's right. Gospel singers have confidence, though.
Right?
Yeah.
But we're not like, you know, what people are saying. No, it's going westward now. That's what we understand now.
But you know how quickly these things change. And there is just great and almost tragic irony that you would be thinking about this on this day, the anniversary, the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, but if you've been through Katrina, you can handle any hurricane. I've been through Bessie. I've been through Katrina. And this doesn't seem that bad.
Huh. Okay, let's talk about Katrina. Now, you paid a very high price. What happened to you physically?
Physically? Well, I have an amputation due to some, I think, flood water or something. I have an amputation. But, you know, you got to keep going on and on, you know.
And how... Explain to us exactly what happened to you in the aftermath of Katrina.
Well, what happened was I got an infection, which is called man-eating flesh due to this, you know, this water and whatnot and all the stuff that we had, you know, the aftermath. And nothing I can do about it because it was resistant. It started resisting the medicine. So nothing I can do about it. And plus, I'm a diabetic, too. You know?
So you really went through some tough physical times, but you've stayed in New Orleans.
Stayed in New Orleans. Well, I've been in New Orleans all my life, and I can't imagine living anywhere else.
And you are a musician. Let's take a listen to some of your music.
Okay.
Now, Joe Cool, how would you describe your music? And basically, gigs just essentially went away in the aftermath of Katrina, didn't they?
Right. Well, my music is, especially for me, because the gospel that I do, I take it to the club. I don't know if you heard of Tipitina's, House of Blues, festivals, and that kind of thing. And I was it affected me because it was a hard thing to get on track because I was the host of the gospel brunch at the House of Blues. And then I was a bouncer, what they call, you know, a doorman at MC at Tipitina's for 26 years. And due to my amputation I no longer can do that kind of work. But the gigs is still sporadic now. But we had things thanks to the music, you know, people world music and that kind of thing help us out.
Well, Joe Cool, you know, we've been talking all this week as we're observing this anniversary about a lot of the music in New Orleans coming back. Uh-huh. And, you know, some people even saying that the music is bringing the city back, that actually the music is leading the way.
That's bringing the city back.
Is that right? Because
that is right, because music is a big culture factor here. And people come, this is what they want to hear. And music is the thing that's bringing it back.
So
along with the clubs.
The bulldozers are fixing the levees, and you're fixing the culture.
We're fixing the culture, right?
That's right.
And the chefs. I got no, leave the restaurants and the chefs.
You can't leave the...
Everybody's taking a loss right now, but this is what's bringing the city back.
Joe Cool, what did Katrina change about your music?
It didn't really change anything, but it gave me another perspective on things, but it didn't change anything.
Now, you've actually been feeling hopeful because on the calendars, on the schedules, it looks like things are supposed to start picking up again this fall.
Right, because House of Blues is just starting, where I hosted the gospel brunch. It just started in October, and here September look like they might feel a little leery about doing it. But I think things is going to be all right after Monday. Things will be all right.
After Monday. How are other people feeling? What are people talking about today on this anniversary?
Well, of course, whenever you've been through a disaster like Katrina, and when you hear storm, hurricane, you just panic. And you say, and then your mind, as soon as your mind is off of Katrina, it goes all the way back to that August 29th, 05.
Well, let's hear some of that sound of panic in your voice. We got another cut to play of Joe Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the sound of panic. Yeah. Listen to you.
That's right.
Picking up his passengers from coast to coast.
All right, Joe Cool, we're going to wish you the best, and we're going to hope that your optimistic outlook, that it turns out exactly that way. New Orleans gospel and soul singer Joe Cool Davis, thanks so much for being with us.
And thank you all.
Waiting for Gustav with a smile on his face.
He's hopeful, very optimistic, and we'll see.